And the job of searching for survivors and victims of Saturday's 7.2 earthquake in Haiti continues. The effort has been hampered by Tropical Storm Grace, which brought torrential downpours and caused mudslides, which cut off crucial roads that lead to southern Haiti. The current death toll has now surpassed 2,000 people. Let's bring in Christy Delafield. She's director of communications for the Mercy Corps team in Haiti, and she joins us now from NEAP, which is near the epicenter. Christy, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being here. So between the storm and the struggling rescue crews and aid workers we've been hearing about, not to mention the aftershocks, what are the more immediate struggles for Haitians living in the South right now?
What we're seeing, Tanya, is that people are in dire need of shelter, of clean water. In L'Asile, which is like the very epicenter of the quake, 50% of homes were destroyed, but 90% were affected in some way. Mercy Corps is working quickly to bring in emergency kits with supplies, including tarps, water purification tablets, diapers, all of those basic things that you can imagine that people just need when they've lost everything that they have. But the roads are bad. It's mountainous roads. We're seeing a lot of landslides getting in the way. A couple of days ago, there was a lot of flooding as a result of the storm. So it's not easy going.
You know, so much has happened in Haiti over the last few weeks, aside from this disaster. I'm thinking specifically about the assassination of the former president. What is the current situation with the government and its ability to effectively respond?
I honestly think any government could be overwhelmed. And then, as you say, we're looking at circumstances that have been extraordinary over the past few months and even the past few years. The Protection Civile, the civil protection, is our main focal point for coordinating with the government. And they were occupied with search and rescue efforts. They were showing us places where they had been digging through rubble to try to identify survivors. We're working to coordinate the response. We don't want to miss anybody, and we don't want to overlap or duplicate efforts. It's really vital that we get this right.
You know, I know we're just scratching the surface to the crisis there in Haiti. You're dealing with the short-term needs. That's what we're talking about. But what are some of the long-term needs that you think that we should know?
I think the most important thing for people to know is that these communities have already been struggling. I was here 5 years ago for Hurricane Matthew. Of course, we all remember 10 years ago the Haiti earthquake that affected folks here as well. But this is a region that is struggling intensely with climate change. There's a tremendous amount of soil erosion, hotter, drier, dry seasons, and more intense storm seasons have left farmers who are normally reliant on rain-fed agriculture not able to grow enough crops, not able to provide for their families. That's the kind of work that Mercy Corps was doing here prior to the earthquake. And when people are living on a knife's edge, there's just very little room for error when you start to see them losing those resources. So our goal here is to stay, to support people for the long haul, to support people getting back on their feet and put them on a stronger path to recovery.
That was Christy Delafield, Communications Director for the Mercy Corps team in Haiti. Christy, thank you so much for this update.
Thank you.